This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Evacuations are underway along India's eastern coast Thursday as authorities brace for Cyclone Fani. Fani moving through the Bay of Bengal. The roadside vendor said that he was one of the people evacuating to safety. Indian authorities evacuated more than 1.2 million people from the coastal low-lying areas and plan to move thousands more before the cyclone makes landfall early Friday. The U.S. Senate Thursday failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The vote was 53-45, in favor, but it fell short of the two-thirds majority in the 100-member Senate to pass. Both the House and Senate passed the bill earlier this year, despite Mr. Trump's promise of a veto. The bill was the first time in history Congress invoked the 1973 War Powers Act, which says a president cannot involve U.S. forces in a foreign conflict without lawmakers' consent. The United States is tightening its economic sanctions on Iran by ending a set of waivers that had allowed some of the country's largest oil buyers to continue their purchases. The waivers affected China, India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, Italy, and Greece. VOA spoke with foreign policy fellow Samantha Gross at Brookings.
The Asian nations were taken by surprise when Washington pulled back the sanctions, and they didn't give them very much notice that they were going to pull back the sanctions either. And so there was definitely some consternation among Iran's customers in Asia and some surprise that they couldn't buy Iranian crude.
And with the expiration of waivers for eight buyers, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States would be fulfilling the administration's promise